It's a long story, I'll get to that. She zoomed in on the face by putting her thumb and index finger on the screen and pulling to enlarge it. You sure you don't know him? From your time in the police, I mean. Roland took the phone from her hand and looked more closely at the picture. It was vivid enough, because he was illuminated by the evening sunlight. There was something about the eyes which suddenly appeared familiar to Roland. They were unusually close together and had a vicious, penetrating look to them. It was a look he would never forget, but it couldn't be him. I'm afraid not, Anne. Why are you interested in this man? He handed the phone back to her. He's the boyfriend of Eva Meyer Carlson, Patrick Asp's wife. You know who Asp is, don't you? Of course I do. He was the one who strangled his 2-month-old daughter. Absolutely horrible case, but that was a long time ago. I know. Happened 10 years ago. Who convicted him? Roland thought about it, and then shook his head. It hadn't even been his case back then, so how was he supposed to remember that? It was Supreme Court Justice Carl Dallarup, who went missing without a trace from the Mollerup Golf Club parking lot. You remember his defence attorney, I'm sure? That wouldn't happen to be his daughter, Vivian Elstead. Roland was guessing, because frankly he couldn't remember. It was indeed. Strange coincidence, don't you think? Roland shrugged. Carl Dallarup is a highly qualified judge, and his daughter was a very frequently requested defence attorney, so it's not particularly remarkable. I think it is. Because now Vivian Elstead is dead and her father has disappeared. Her death was an accident. As far as I know, she was an alcoholic, so maybe she was driving drunk. According to her mum, she had stopped drinking. She went to AA meetings and she was on her way to her parents' house to talk to them about some threats she had been receiving when she crashed her car. Carl Dallarup has also been threatened. And how come he went missing? Attorneys and judges get threatened all the time, Anne. I agree that the disappearance is puzzling, but I used to know him socially. He liked going out with his friends, and I doubt if this is the first time he didn't come home in the evening. I'm not buying that, Roland. And before these things happened, prison guard Julius Habercos committed suicide right before his daughter was due to move in with him. Do you know who pulled his strings in the prison?